When shall we three rehearse again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain? When the hurly-burly's done? When the battle's lost or won? That will be ere the setting of the sun. Where's the place? On the heath, there to meet with bear. Fortune showed like a rebel's whore. Brave Beth disdaining fortune with her brand of steel, which smoked with bloody execution. Like valor's minion, carved out her passage till she faced the slave, which ne'er shook hands nor bade farewell, till she unseamed him from the nave to the chops, and fixed his head upon the battlements. Valiant cousin. May I too bathe in reeking wounds, or memorize another Golgotha? My gashes cry for help.
A drum, Beth doth come. You stop our way with this prophetic greeting. The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. stayed. Were such things here as we speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane root? Oh, that takes reason prisoner. Your children shall be kings. Your children shall be kings. Tis strange, and yet oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness do tell us. Truths. The instruments of darkness sometimes to win us do tell us truths. They win us with all truths. Thank you. That which hath made them drunk hath made me bold. What hath quenched them hath given me fire. That gives the sternest good night. My husband, I have done the deed. Didst thou not hear a noise? I heard the owl scream and crickets cry. Did you not speak? When? Now? I thought I heard a voice.
Sleep no more. Beth does murder sleep.
The innocent sleep. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. The death of each day's life, sore labor's balm, balm of hurt minds, great nature's second course,
chief nourisher in life's feast. Still it cried, sleep no more, sleep no more.
Water and wash these filthy witness from your hand. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go carry them and smear the sleepy grooves with blood. Give me the daggers. The sleeping and the dead are but as pictures. 'Tis the eye of childhood that fears the painted devil. What hands are here? Ah, they pluck the bloody daggers.
Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand?
No, no. This my hand will rather the multitude in the seas incarnadine make the green one red. Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, knock! Who's there? In the name of Beelzebub. Here's an equivocator. Confusion now has made his masterpiece. Up, up, and see the great Doob's image. Malcolm, Banquo, as from your graves rise up and sprites to countenance this horror, that such a hideous trumpet calls to parley the sleepers of the house. Banquo, our royal master's murdered. Woe, alas, the wind of life is
has drawn, and mere lees is left this vault to brag of. Your royal father's murdered. By whom? Those of his chamber, as it seemed, had done it. Their hands and faces were all blacked with blood. So were their daggers, which unwiped we found upon their pillows. Oh, I do repent me of my fury that I did kill them. Who could refrain that had a heart to love, and in that heart courage to make love known? There's daggers in men's smiles, the near in blood, the nearer bloody. I have seen hours dreadful and things strange. Will you to scone? No, cousin, I'll to Fife. Come, sealing night. Better be with the dead whom we, to gain our peace, have sent to peace, than on the torture of the mind to like in restless ecstasy. Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. His cloistered flight heir to black Hecate's summons the shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums that rung night's yawning peal. There shall be done a deed of dreadful note. Thou marvelest at my words, but hold thee still. Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill. Stand with us. The west yet glimmers with some streaks of day. Don't shake thy gory locks at me. This is the very painting of your fear. This, the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. All these flaws and starts would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire. Murders have been performed too terrible for the ear. Get in the spirit, in the dark, and get in the spirit, spirit, in the dark. Perfect, whole as the marble, founded as the rock, as broad and general as the casting air. But now I am cabined, crimped, confined, bound into saucy doubts and fear.
Thank you.
cauldron go. Under cold as stone, days and nights are steady ones. Helping pot, boils out first in the charmed pot. Double, double, toil and trouble. Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Filet of a finny steak in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog, will of bat and tongue of dog. Adder's fork, jim for out sting, lizard leg and helmet swing. Charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Giuliani, double trouble, toil and trouble, double, double, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Scale of dragon, tooth of wolf, witch's mummy, maw and gulf, of the ravening salt sea shark. In the moon's eclipse, nose of Turk and Tartar's lips, finger of birth-strangled babe, ditch delivered by a drabe, make the gruel thick and slab, add thereto a tiger's chaudron, for the ingredients of our cauldron, double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good. Oh, well done, I commend your pains, and now everyone shall share in the gains. And now about the cauldron sing, like elves and fairies in a ring, enchanting all else that you put in. Black spirit, by the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Open locks, whoever knocks. How now, you secret black and midnight hag? What is it you do? A deed without a name. Answer me what I ask you. Speak, demand.
Pour in sow's blood that hath eaten her nine farrow, grease that's sweetened from the murderer's gibbet through.
Thou high or low, oh!
Thou high or low, thyself and office deftly show. First apparition.
An armed head. First apparition, an armed head. Second apparition, a bloody child.
Mm-hmm.
come against him. Saw you, the weird sisters. Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. Chickens and their dam at one fell swoop. Let grief convert to anger. Lo, here she be. Here she comes, and there she is, fast asleep. Observe her, stand close. You see her eyes are open, aye, but their sense is shut. What is it she does? Look how she rubs her hands. She seems to be washing her hands. An accustomed action with her. I've known her to do it for 15 minutes at a time.
Here's a spot. Out, damn spot. I see. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. The Thane of Wife had a wife. The Thane of Fife had a wife. Where is she now? What, will these hands never be clean? No more! No more, my lord, no more! There's a smell of blood still! There's a smell of blood!
Thank you.
Foul whisperings are abroad. Unnatural deeds do breed unnatural troubles. Infected minds to their deaf pillow will discharge their secrets. Bring me no more reports. Till Burnham Wood remove to Dunsinane, I cannot taint with fear. What's the by, Malcolm? Was he not born of woman? The spirits that know all the mortal consequences have pronounced me thus. Fear not Beth. Fear not Beth. No man that's born of woman shall e'er have power on thee. The mind I sway by and the heart I beat shall never sag with doubt nor shake. I'm sick at heart when I behold Satan. My way of life is fallen into the sear, the yellow leaf, and that which should accompany old age as honor, love, obedience, troops of friends, I must not look to have, but in their stead curses, not loud but with deep mouth on a breath, which the poor heart would fain deny. Doctor, can't you cure her? Minister to her mind diseased. Pluck from the memory a rooted sorrow. Raise out the written troubles of the brain. And with some sweet oblivious antidote, clean the stuffed bosom of that perilous stuff which weighs upon the heart. What wood is this before us? The wood of Burnham? Recorded time. dusty death.
Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, Phoebe Legere, full of sound of fury, signifying nothing. Enter a messenger. By this great clatter, one of greatest note seems breeded. Beth says, why should I play the Roman fool and die on my own sword? Whilst I live, the gashes do better upon them. Before committing suicide, why not take out Tommy Bottola, Bill Clinton, Jim Farrar, and everyone else who's failed me. Turn, hellhound, turn! I have no words, my voice is in my soul, thou bloodier villain than terms can give thee out. Fight thou! I lead a charmed life, which must not yield to one of woman born. Despair thy charm, buddy. Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped. First be that tongue that tells you so, for these juggling fiends come wobbling in the pulpit of the dumb head to get over the front of the river. Enter McDuff with Beth's head. Dead butcher and his fiend-like queen, who by self and violent hands took off her life. So thanks to all at once, and to each one whom we invite to see us crowned at Scone. Thank you.